Let's head to Kabul Airport now, where our correspondent Charlotte Bellis is live for us. Charlotte, so domestic flights have been operating the past week or so. What about those efforts to open the airport for international flights?
Well, they're still working to get international flights up and running. The domestic flights are the big focus at the moment. The first flight from Ariane took off about a week ago, but this morning's significant because Khmer's flight just took off about 40 minutes ago to Herat. They're the biggest commercial carrier, so a real sign that operations are starting to get back to normal. Talking to people involved in the airport operations this morning, they say about five flights are taking off each day. That I can tell you there are a lot of people in the departures terminal, there's an arrivals terminal. They tell us that they've got air traffic control functional, up and running. If you can see behind me, this is the radar. That was actually broken and they've managed to fix it. They say it's not 100%, but they're definitely getting there, making improvements every day. So domestic flights getting more momentum. You can see this plane over here. This is a plane that's come in from the Gulf with humanitarian aid this morning. We just saw a military flight also take off. So there is quite a lot of action on the tarmac at the moment. Now about 3.5 weeks since the Taliban have taken over. Taliban members are down here patrolling. They're involved in airport operations, but also working with foreign allies, the Qataris and others, to look at security around the perimeter. In particular, we've seen them patrolling around the tarmac this morning. So things are slowly getting back to normal. People can fly domestically around the country, but certainly not at the levels they were before.
And I believe the Taliban have introduced new rules regarding people's ability to protest. What exactly does that involve?
Protests have been a key part of the news this week here. I mean, They were in smaller numbers, talking a dozen people, 20 people, 30 people. But then a couple of days ago, there was a large protest that was quite peaceful for quite a few kilometres as they marched through the city. But then the Taliban, as they came close to the presidential palace, they sent trucks out, started firing in the air. People were detained. Organisers of the protest were detained. Journalists were detained. Their cameras broken. We know now, since that point, there was another protest as well, and journalists were detained and actually beaten under custody. Some horrific photos coming out of some journalists who were separated in prison cells and then whipped with cables, their backs lashed. It's really brutal and hard to look at type photos. So they are getting a lot of criticism for that. The Taliban have since come out banning protests, but they say they will allow some protests under a couple of conditions, those being you need to get permission from the Ministry of Justice, you have to give them 24 hours notice, and you have to tell the ministry the purpose, time and place. So it's going to be interesting to see if protests can continue and what type of scope they give people, because for the moment they are really cracking down on protesters and those covering them.
Many thanks for your reporting, Charlotte Bellis, there for us at Kabul Airport.